This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Searcy police have arrested a fourth person in the slaying of a 24-year-old man who was killed after hours while cleaning a medical office. 22-year-old Sherrod Shockley was taken into custody Monday after being interviewed by police. Formal charges against Shockley are pending. The investigation is into the death of 24-year-old Zachary Mitchell, who was found dead October 23rd at the Nephrology Associates office. He suffered a gunshot wound to the chest. Also charged in the death, 19-year-old Devon Trey Nelson, 20-year-old Maurice Andre Alexander Jr., and 21-year-old Ross Wood. They face capital murder charges, and all are being held without bond. Independence County criminal investigators say this morning the person of interest they were holding in jail on probable cause in the shooting of an oil trough man has been released. Detective Lieutenant Jimmy Smith said 26-year-old James William Osborne of Oil Trough was released after a 24-hour hold period in which investigators questioned eyewitnesses. Smith said prosecutors have not filed charges in the case so far. Lieutenant Smith said the investigation continues in the death of 27-year-old Bobby Jean Willis. Coroner Wesley Gay said Willis suffered injuries last Saturday night from two gunshot wounds, one to the left side of his head, the other to the right side of his upper back. Gay said both shots appeared to have come from a rifle. Investigators say there were four adult witnesses, including Osborne, to the death of Willis. Smith said investigators are awaiting a state crime lab report on the cause of death and other information. The city of Batesville and Independence County have declared Tuesday, that's today, November 22nd, is Drury Adams Appreciation Day. Drury's being recognized for his community spirit and outstanding citizenship. He has blessed all who have known him with his kind, caring, and compassionate ways. Drury will be recognized tonight at City Hall in Batesville at 5:30. In addition to the recognition of Drury Adams, the council will also consider an ordinance to adopt the current flood maps, consider a resolution to contract with ConAgra Foods for a sponsorship of a ball field at the North Complex, and hear the second reading of an ordinance to establish a supplemental tax on alcoholic beverages that are sold within the city limits of Batesville. A vote will not be taken until the ordinance has received a third and final reading, allowing time for public input. And the Mountain View City Council, because it is Thanksgiving week, has called off their regularly scheduled meeting for tonight. And the Mountain View Sanitation Department will not be doing trash pickups Thursday or Friday, November 24th and 25th, due to the Thanksgiving holidays. And the Department of Workforce Services in Arkansas said yesterday that the state had 7,500 more people with jobs and 600 fewer people unemployed. The unemployment rate dropped for the first time since March. The agency says the bump of 7,500 more people who became employed was the largest monthly jobs increase of the year. Now to Independence County, where the usual Thursday Independence County trash and recycling pickup will not run this week due to the holidays. The Thursday trash route covers the southeast part of the county, everything east of Highway 167 south of the White River. Also, the usual Friday Batesville recycling pickup, which is operated by the county, will not run as well. Residents are asked to hold over their trash and recycling a week. It'll be picked up next week, same time, same day. All county offices will be closed both Thursday and Friday and will resume normal business hours on Monday.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.